Edgar Heath of Birds, a provocative Native American public art studio practice. Free admission, ticket is required.
The Arts KC Go calendar is a partnership between Arts KC and KKFI in support of arts in our region. See the full calendar at kkfi.org/ArtsKCGo.
This is Maria Vasquez Boyd, and you are listening to 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. Wednesday, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. Hey, I'm Maria Vasquez Boyd. Every Wednesday, I'm Maria Vasquez Boyd, and this is Art Speak Radio from noon to one, and we're so happy that you've joined us during our 2021 Winter Pledge Drive. So thanks for tuning in or listening to us online at kkfi.org. Today we have a fabulous lineup. We've got Bess Wallerstein and Kelly Main, and they're going to talk about Show Delivered. That's really exciting stuff. You've got to stay tuned and listen to that. And then in the second hour, we have Danny Powell. He's going to talk about the wonderful Heartland Song Festival Network. I'm sorry. And he'll be with us in the second half. And also, we have Bill Sundahl. But we're going to be right back right after this. So first off, I want to welcome our good friend, Bill Sundahl, development director, musician, hardworking guy, grower of mustaches and beards. So welcome.
I actually grow them on other people. It's not a common thing. I love talking to you, Maria. And thank you very much, everyone, for tuning in. And I only like Maria because she laughs at my terrible jokes. So I did want to let you know that we are doing a champions match through your entire show. Terrific. So starting now until 1 o'clock, we only have to raise $100 for that to be doubled. Now, that's not all we need. We have a goal of $300 for the program, but we can get a really good kickoff to that right now if someone doubles the first $100 that Jim Svetlik, who is with State of the Art Picture Framing over on West 39th Street, longtime supporter of KKFI. We appreciate all of our champions, and please double Jim's gift right now. 888-931-0901. Again, that number to call to double your donation right now is 888-931-0901, or, of course, KKFI.org.
And we're so grateful for Jim that he shows his support for KKFI, for this little old community radio station, because it's really important, especially now we're all hunkered down, we're listening to music and watching things on television more and online. So we're so grateful for his support to this station. So thank you so much, Jim. Also, I do want to take a minute and thank folks on Facebook, because, you know, with this pledge drive, we are able to reach out to Facebook, our friends and family and other people to help support this drive. So I want to say thank you to Kathy Windham, Teresa Dirks, Heidi Van, Maria Rios, Joy Baker, Rudy Waldner, and Rebecca Smith. Thank you so much for making a big difference in our little station. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. And so I definitely want to get on with your show, because I am very excited. We were talking in the green room. I am excited to learn more about Shows Delivered. Am I getting
Show Delivered?
Show Delivered, singular. Yeah. And because I really am excited to learn more about this. I heard a little bit already, but I am excited, and I've known Beth for a little while and am appreciative of them doing this. I mean, this is getting artists paid today in this type of environment is an important thing. And if we don't support our artists now, will there be any artists later? I mean, it's the same with community radio. And
absolutely.
So, again, I'll just do one more quick. Let's double your gift. The first $100 will be matched right now thanks to Jim Svetlik, 888-931-0901 or kkfi.org. Thank you, Maria.
Bill, shall I keep you on? Because I know you wanted to kind of interject some questions or
if you see
ideas.
Me dancing all crazy,
oh,
I'll have something
well,
to say.
Well, that never stops.
You don't want to leave me live. That's not a good idea.
Okay, darling. So I want to introduce now Bess Wallerstein and Kelly Main. Show Delivered. This is their story. Finding a way forward for performances in mid-March 2020. Live performances came to a halt as COVID-19 swept the country. Through many weeks and months of conversations with artists, it was clear this was going to last longer than anyone hoped. So partners and theater artists Kelly Main and Bess Wallerstein Huff connected to discuss how they could help support their community of performing artists while adapting live shows in a safe way for audiences. Thus, the idea for Show Delivered came together. I love the premise. Thank you so much, Bess and Kelly, for joining me on air.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. Exciting. Show Delivered. What are we going to do with the Show Delivered? Who are we going to see?
Bess, are you on?
Yes, I am on.
Why don't you answer that?
Okay. Bess?
Yeah. Well, we've been adding artists to our roster, and there are current shows listed on our website, showdeliver.com, and you can see shows like fire dancing. You can have a horn quartet. You can have Shakespeare sonnets. You can hear some amazing gospel music and a performance of MLK's I Have a Dream speech. We have just something for everyone, and we're adding new shows all the time. It's just been really exciting to see how much we've been embraced by the arts community. And Calvin Arsenia, a local musician who is fabulous, and I'm sure everyone has heard of him, is working with us and delivering performances, and he plays the harp and sings and plays a host of other instruments. So, we're just really excited to be working with just such a variety of performers.
I love it. I love it. And Kelly?
Yes.
You know, I love that you both developed this opportunity for artists to come to your backyard or your driveway or that. So I understand that the thought was that if you're getting your groceries delivered or celebrating milestones with yard signs, why can't performances be delivered? Yeah, I love that.
Absolutely. People have so many things they want to celebrate right now. And we used to celebrate big anniversaries, birthdays, with going to restaurants or going to see performing arts or all kinds of ways. We can't do those things anymore. And so this is an incredible way to celebrate important things or even just, Friday night in community through live performance.
I love that. I really love this premise. I know that you will too. I understand that some of the performances can be customized. Am I right, Bess?
Mm-hmm. Yep. We are working with clients all the time of saying, I really want this song. Or we have a client who has an inside joke with the Abbott and Costello routine of who's on first. And so we have performers that are going to do a kind of a skit of who's on first to celebrate an anniversary with her husband. It's something that, theater traditional or performances traditionally take weeks or months to build. And this is a different model of saying, we have really talented artists that have a toolkit of songs and monologues and all sorts of expertise and experience. What can we do to elevate that and connect them to audiences so that we can get performances out in communities and meet people where they are, which is at home right now. But even after the pandemic, you know, we see this as something that has legs and staying power, because there are a lot of barriers sometimes to go see a show. You have to drive there, you have to find the tickets, you have to get a babysitter, you're not sure where you're going or what you're seeing, you have to hear about it. I mean, so we're eliminating all of that and saying, come to us and we'll bring a show to where you are, wherever it is.
I love it. And I know, Bess, you have a background in theater for a number of years, right? So you're getting a really professional brain here that's put this together, along with Kelly. And Kelly, your performances also, I understand, the live performances must occur within 25 miles of the greater Kansas City metro area. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
That is correct. However, we will do a very small mileage fee outside of that 25-mile area. So I hope it doesn't – I don't want to discourage anyone from using our services if they're outside that 25-mile radius.
Sure.
Most of our shows are about 30 minutes long. So it's also the perfect attention span for folks right now to enjoy a live performance without it being too fussy.
Beautiful. I love that. If you just tuned in to ArtSpeak Radio, I'm talking to Bess Wallerstein Huff and Kelly Main about Show Delivered, where the performance comes to you. It's like delivery from your favorite restaurant without the heartburn or calories. I love that. And how do people get a hold of you? And if you would share your website with us?
Yes, we're fat-free, too. Just, the website is showdelivered.com. Just spelling out the word showdelivered.com.
I love that. And Kelly, do you have a background in performance and acting and all?
I do. I was very fortunate to go to NYU and get my bachelor's of theater performance there, and lived in New York City for 13 years, where I performed some, mostly off Broadway. And then I moved to Kansas City in 2003, where I've performed professionally in a majority of the theaters here in Kansas City.
Oh,
so I've been
great.
Very fortunate.
Yeah, and another pro that you're getting with this show delivered, you know, and I think you do have to know a bit of theater and know, you know, the performances and be able to really curate what you want for people, what you're going to offer for people. Yeah, I love this. How do we get, are you also on social media platforms?
We are. We're on Facebook. We're on LinkedIn. We're on Instagram. We have a group of performers. And I would encourage any of your listeners who are performers who would like to talk about partnerships to go on that website. We have a contact us page. So both patrons and artists can go there, reach out, and we can talk specifically about something that they want to celebrate. That's the most fun, I think, is when we collaborate with patrons.
I love that.
A cool individual show.
And of course, right now, because you know we're still in the middle of winter and all, do you have a preference or sort of a schedule of when you will begin performances and maybe start cutting some of them, curtailing some of them away towards the end of the year? Is there any sort of marker?
Yeah, that's a good question. Bess, why don't you take that one? I think you can take that one well.
Sure. You know, I think the weather is definitely, you know, a factor that we are navigating right now. But we anticipate that when the warmer months come and the warmer weeks, that we'll be seeing more people gather outside. And, you know, everybody is looking for new ways to be safe and socially distant and have experiences and show delivered. Fits that model in that we've seen neighborhoods come together at the end of driveways and see shows together but separate because they're being distant. But you know, even when it warms up, and hopefully we definitely want to see the performing arts come back and see events happen. But we do feel that there's opportunities for people just on a Saturday night if you want to have a happy hour, or you're celebrating
a
birthday, or you're doing, you know, there's just things that people are looking to do in communities of, you know, we've done performances in cul-de-sacs, and we were very, very lucky to have a very busy December of shows when we thought it would be super snowy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But lo and behold, here we are in February, and that's certainly, you know, not what we expected to have happen now, but we anticipate this to be a flexible model, and if someone does book, you know, we want to work with them to reschedule, so that's, you know, something that we take on so that we can be sure that we are maximizing the opportunities to bring shows to people.
I love that. How much time do you need? How much notice do you need prior to? Of course, I understand it depends on a lot of different factors, but would you say you could put together a show in 3 weeks, 6 weeks, or what do you think?
Yes. And even in a matter of days.
Wow.
So, yeah, we've been able to turn around. We got a call on Monday, just making me think of this recently, and said, I am celebrating a big birthday with my husband. He's turning 75 on Friday. What can you do? And we were able to piece together some ideas that were really exciting for this client and had a fabulous birthday show on Friday.
Man, how could you not love this? Again, this is Bess Wallerstein Huff and Kelly Main. We're talking about show delivery. I think Bill wanted to have a word in, put a word in, right, Bill?
Sure, yeah. I just want to let folks know that we are still in our champions match. Jim Svetlik has offered up a $100 match, so he'll match the first $100 in gifts that come in during this fund or during this program. And you can do that by calling 888-931-0901 or of course going to kkfi.org. Okay, that's my like Bill at work spiel. I did Bess, I wonder, and maybe you've covered this, I've been kind of running around and maybe not listening, so I don't want to be redundant, but how do artists submit to get involved with, like, if I, you know, I can play a ukulele on one foot or whatever, you know, like
he can, really.
How would someone get involved from that end? So
yes. Well, I mean, we want to talk to you. We do not have a one-footed ukulele show yet. But you can visit our website, showdeliver.com. Find us on our social platforms on Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn, and reach out. You're going to talk directly to Kelly and I. We are there's no middleman there. Just call us. We are artists, and we appreciate working with artists and understand, you know, how shows are put together, and we're happy to collaborate with artists of how we can make something happen that we can do for Show Delivered.
I love that. Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, also I want to mention that Show Delivered showcases are high-quality performances from the artists that shape the culture of our community. And you're encouraging people to log off and connect, heal, celebrate, and be entertained as only a live performance can provide. You know, and also for pricing, you'll find that at the website, showdelivered.com. And it's affordable, so do, you know, visit that the website. And, Bess Wallerstein Huff and Kelly Main. Is there something that you would like to add that we haven't talked about?
Just the excitement that comes with live performance. I think we're all tired of Zoom calls. If I have to go on
Oh my Lord.
And it's thrilling for me every single time to see neighbors coming out of their houses, to see kids running in the front yard, giggling and playing. And everyone is socially distanced, so they're safe. But there's that community that I don't think before the pandemic I truly understood how integral that is to all of our lives. And so right now it is the perfect salve for the isolation that I think we're all feeling in this difficult time.
I would totally agree. You know, I could see myself, you know, setting this up and having, you know, the neighbors over and, you know, the kids playing, dogs barking and all of that. And, how much fun would that be in your backyard or your driveway?
Exactly. Yeah. It's pretty thrilling. And it's also, I think, going to be an excellent entryway or beginning level performing arts. A lot of folks in Kansas City, they don't always know what performing arts are available. They don't exactly know where to go. So this is a wonderful way to introduce them to performing arts, and I think it's only going to buoy folks taking that leap and driving into town and going to see a play or going to the symphony, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. And how about you, Bess? Do you have something that we left out during this conversation?
No, I would just totally echo what Kelly said, is that, you know, we launched this in December of 2020, so we're fairly new and are learning as we go along. But the one thing that we do know is just the power and the connectivity that performances really do bring, and that when you are working remotely and you are happy houring on Zoom and everything happens through a screen, this is an opportunity to unplug. And sometimes the performing arts, you know, it's a big time commitment. You know, you have the shows are 2 hours or more that you're going to experience. And so we're giving, you know, sort of a Netflix episodic opportunity of saying, can you experience a 30-minute show? Everybody wants a 30-minute show. But if you're looking for something longer, we are happy to, you know, have more than one performance. So we have had clients that say, you know, I want to make an afternoon or an evening of this, and I want to have a performance at, you know, 6 o'clock and a performance at 7 o'clock and a performance at 8 o'clock that kind of breaks up, you know, some time around the bonfire. And it's been really fun to see just how people have worked within the model and kind of helped craft this with us. And we're constantly looking for, you know, folks to give us feedback and just are learning as we go, but are so grateful. The Kansas City is rich with people who love the performing arts. So we are, we're really happy to be bringing shows to communities, especially when we're thinking about further out south that maybe aren't as close or connected to the kind of arts corridor of downtown Kansas City.
Yeah, and you know, I think that's really wonderful that people have that opportunity. You know, I just took a look at my Lyric Opera season tickets the other day, and I was just so sad. I was looking forward to seeing the opera The Shining, and as everything closed down, it's like, I truly do miss live performance. So we are so grateful that you have this show delivered, this up and running for people to really enjoy just a wide variety of performances, anywhere from a brass quartet to fire juggling. Yeah.
I mean, fire dancing?
Yeah, I mean, put the two together. What do you have? I mean, you have a show. You have a great show. Yeah. So, again, showdelivered.com. And for more information, you know, visit their website for performances, the you know, price range, all of that, all the particulars that you need. And if you are a budding musician or an actor or what, you know, check them out for whatever services you might be able to render with them, Show Delivered. Bess Wallerstein-Huff, thank you so much. I'm usually here with you. Well, I've been here with you a time or two during our pledge drive, so it's good to hear your voice again.
Thank you for having me. It's been so fun to talk to you.
Absolutely. I'd love to hug you in person, but I will someday. And Kelly Main, thank you so very much for joining us and providing this wonderful opportunity for people to see stuff right in the backyard.
Thank you. Excellent to meet you. And maybe we'll hug again, too.
I will love that. Thank you both so very much.
Yes, ma'am.
And we're going to be right back with ArtSpeak Radio after this.
This is a KKFI Black History Moment honoring Ella Vega. Ella Josephine Vega was a civil and human rights activist, mentor to many, and revolutionist who played a vital role in organizations such as the NAACP, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, and the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. Ella Jo Baker was born in Norfolk, Virginia on December 13, 1903. She, however, was raised in rural North Carolina, where she developed an awareness of social justice because of her personal experience under Jim Crow and her grandmother sharing stories about her life during slavery. Upon graduating from high school, Ms. Baker attended Shaw University in Raleigh, North Carolina. After graduation, she moved to New York City and began her career as a social activist and revolutionist. In 1930, she joined a Young Negro Cooperative League to help them develop black economic power through collective planning and action. She believed that economic justice was a key for obtaining freedom and equality. In 1940, Ms. Baker joined the NAACP as a field director and later became director of branches from 1943 to 1946. She helped co-founded an organization in Friendship to raise money to fight against Jim Crow laws in the Deep South. She helped organize the Southern Christian Leadership Conference in 1957 by establishing a voter registration campaign called Crusade for Citizenship. In 1960, she left the SCLC for North Carolina for the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, SNCC, to assist the new student activism and sit-ins. Ms. Baker was a true believer in voting being the key to freedom. She was also an unsung hero of racial and economic justice, the civil rights movement, and championed the involvement of youth in that movement. This was a KKFI Black History Moment honoring Ella Baker.
Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes in a movie currently playing in theaters or streaming.
Malcolm and Marie is an edgy, sexy film all shot in silver-toned black and white.
John David Washington stars along with Zendaya in this dark and talky drama. Following a movie premiere, a filmmaker and his girlfriend, Muse, intermittently argue, make up, make love, and argue again.
They have a pattern of arguments that go down these rabbit holes of twisted logic, self-righteousness, and then they have these brief makeup spells that ultimately lead them back to their rabbit holes. If you ever saw the 1966 film Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, Malcolm and Marie could have been George and Martha's grandchildren.
Susan, I can certainly understand the comparison to Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, but this film is nowhere near that classic's level. The problem is it lacks Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf's incendiary humor and true insight.
And if you ever had a deeply flawed relationship you were lucky enough to leave, this film will take you right back there. The cinematography is exquisite. The result is a moody, haunting look at the spirit-murdering intimacy of Malcolm and Marie.
The actors are terrific. And Zendaya asked the writer-director of her hit TV series Euphoria to come up with something that could be shot during the pandemic. So they created a one-set story with two actors and managed to overcome some thorny obstacles.
And Russ, I thought all mental health interns should see and discuss this film to understand the nuances of a toxic relationship.
But as a film, I found it frustratingly repetitious. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.
listening to Art Speak Radio. This is Maria Vasquez Boyd from noon to one here on KKFI 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. We just heard Lulu Revenue de la Village and Savoy. And, you know, I think did we miss Fat Tuesday yesterday? I think I did. And today is Ash Wednesday. We're also right in the middle of our winter pledge drive. And I have some thank yous to announce. On Facebook, we are very fortunate to be able to bring the fun drive there on our personal pages. So I want to thank Kathy Windham, Teresa Dirks, Heidi Van, Maria Rios, Joy Baker, Rudy Waldner, Rebecca Smith, and Tisha Via Strickland. Thank you all so much. And some friends, family, it doesn't matter. Well, it does, because we love you all. And I want to say thank you so very much, because we do appreciate your generosity. Also, the generosity of Jim Svetlik at State of the Art Picture Framing, who has agreed to sponsor a championship challenge. Is that right, Bill?
That is correct. Jim Svetlik over at State of the Art Picture Framing has thrown down a $100 challenge. I just heard the phone ring one time, but that just means that there are two lines open, and you need to call 888-931-0901. If you're enjoying today's program and you enjoy Art Speak on a regular basis or KKFI when you tune in, now's a perfect time to double your gift. So the first $100 will be matched. And we really appreciate our champions for being willing to do that, to put forth a challenge to you, our other listeners. And, make that call of support right now, 888-931-0901 or kkfi.org. And this champions match will go to the end of the show. So I will update you as needed.
At 12:59, we'll still be ticking.
That's right.
Hey, Bill, while I have you right here in the other room, studio, what are some gifts that you might mention in our prize closet?
Well, let me tell you. All right, so I'm just going to run down a quick list of them. The phone operators can tell you in detail, or kkfi.org. They're right on the homepage of the website. There's a link to them. But so these are sort of aspirational gifts for when it warms up. So I was just wishing so hard, I think, when I came up with these. So for $7.50 a month, there's a nice KKFI Frisbee that you can toss around while you're wearing your... for $10 a month is a pair of sunglasses. They're like light blue Malibu style. I don't know. They look good. Blue mirrored shades and say KKFI on the side. Real like demure. Like, they're not... It's not like... KKFI! I don't know. We want you to be our billboard, but not so much that you won't actually wear the item, right? So
flashing
anyway.
Lights, even. Yes, I love it.
It's got spikes. No, it doesn't. And then for $12.50 a month, you could become a guest DJ. Come and take over a 100,000-watt radio station for an hour. Play your collection for our listeners. And then $15 a month, we have a KKFI boat tote. And which is just a tote bag with a little extra pocket on the side. It says Stimulating Radio since 1988, which is what we've been doing here, creating Stimulating Radio and stimulating the radio industry through our volunteers bringing in their perspectives to bring you what they feel like you need to hear, or would like to hear, rather. And so then also a combo of all the sunglasses and the Frisbee and the tote all is a $20 monthly donation to KKFI.
Beautiful.
And your phone operators can tell you all about that. But what you really get is KKFI. We love to say thank you, and that's why we do that. But, the value is in when you turn to 90.1 FM on your dial or tell your smart speaker to play KKFI.
I love that. Thank you, Bill. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Hey, I want to tell you up next we have Danny Powell, who is co-founder and president of the Heartland Song Foundation. He has served on many nonprofits, and his music past has included past co-owner of the artist management company Tom's Town Media, past president of the Kansas City Blues Society, and a manager of the Michael Shannon Musicians Fund. He is a member of the Folk Alliance International, the Americana Music Association, and Playing for Change. He is an avid harmonica player, and his passion is to discover and hear the next great song. But for today, we're going to talk about the Heartland Song Network, which is a nonprofit corporation that launched last year in March, and their mission is to elevate the art of the song, regardless of genre, through education, collaboration, and mentorship. So welcome, my friend Danny Powell.
Hello, Maria. It's glad to have me on here.
Absolutely.
Enjoying the show.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. And we enjoy what you have done for the community with budding musicians and educating folks about jazz and really just being an avid harmonica player yourself. We're so grateful you're here in our town. But we do want to talk about the Heartland Song Network, and there's a lot to talk about. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's quite a labor of love, and we kind of got organized last year, as you said, in March, and after we went to a Folk Alliance down in New Orleans, and kind of realized that there was needed in the Heartland, Kansas City area, a resource for musicians of all genres to be able to not only communicate, but get educated and to have those things at their fingertips that they could use to increase their art of the song. And we're just really excited about the organization. I've got a great board of directors who are very active, and we pretty much got our nonprofit status in April, and we've been on the ground running ever since.
Man, that's great. And, you know, and for our listeners, I want to share with you heartlandsongnetwork.org. So if you want to follow along or kind of check out what we're talking about here, because there's a lot of aspects to this really wonderful organization, some that include outreach and events, industry webinars, Artists of the Month, Industry Spotlight, and live stream concerts. We love that.
Yeah, and we kind of come out of the gate last year and helped sponsor a fundraising event for the Midwest Musicians Foundation and raised $20,000 in a weekend to help our local musicians. Because, as you know, during this pandemic, you know, nobody's out playing, and we wanted to make sure that these musicians stayed viable, and we started a collaboration project where we had artists sign up, and we just paired them up, different genres, didn't even know each other, and they created songs, and it was just a wonderful exercise for everybody. And this month we are hosting the public showcase for Folk Alliance's virtual Unlock conference that will begin next week.
I love it. And we'll talk about that. It runs Monday, February 22nd through Thursday, February 25th. I have just a few listings of the names: Lily B. Moonflower, Gully Washer, Joy Zimmerman, Alexa Dawson, but there's so many more, right?
Oh, yes. And that'll be our private showcase that starts every evening at 6:30 and goes to 10:30 for four nights. And our public showcase has some really great talent: Kelly Hunt, Ensemble Iberica, Isaac Cates and the Ordained. I mean, just to name a few. And it's just a wonderful event. And like I said, our board of directors is just so passionate about helping elevate the music ecosystem in this area.
Wow. How do people get involved, or how do they get connected with this event that's happening on Monday?
They can go online to the Folk Alliance website, and they have to register for the event. But the Folk Alliance folks have been very generous on levels of registration. And so they just go on that Folk Alliance website and register, and then they get access to all the events that are taking place next week.
Wow, because it is just really a wonderful opportunity, you know, for so many people to enjoy and listen to some music and really become involved. Is that right?
Oh, yes. They can become involved with Folk Alliance and with Heartland Song Network. And you know, you get an opportunity to sit in your home and enjoy music from all over the world, not only from our local artists who are so wonderful, but artists that are in Scandinavia and Scotland and Japan. And so it's just a huge, great event.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that it is really international. And that's really exciting because it's just really opens your mind and your awareness of other musicians around the world. I love that opportunity. If you just tuned in to ArtSpeak Radio, I'm on the phone with Danny Powell, who's the co-founder and president of the Heartland Song Network. And it is a nonprofit corporation that launched last year of March, and its mission is to elevate the art of the song, regardless of genre, through education, collaboration, and mentorship. Do you want to talk about any of the other offerings that are listed, the industry webinars and such?
Artists yes, in March, you can go on our website and check. In March, we have a master class for songwriters from a gentleman who is a award-winning songwriter based in Nashville, and our local artists can sign up and submit a song, and then he will help them and critique the song during that video conference. And also in March we have a tribute to Carole King's 50th anniversary of the Tapestry album.
Wow.
And we have 20 of our local artists, women artists, that are going to do those songs, and they're actually going into the recording studio and do the recordings, and it'll be videotaped for everyone to view and see. So we just keep moving it forward and trying to keep our local musicians busy during this time, and look for opportunities to help improve this whole ecosystem as we move along into the future.
I love it. And I do want to mention, again, there's so much to see on this website. Find out. HeartlandSongNetwork.org is the website. I want to talk a bit about the industry spotlight, which I find really fascinating. Heartland Song Network spotlights non-musician members who are an integral part of the Heartland music ecosystem, such as recording engineers, venue owners, archivists, record company executives, and promoters. The goal is to raise awareness of the scope, employment, and career path possibilities of the Heartland music industry and to facilitate connections that benefit our members and supporters. I think that's such a beautiful thing to happen, because I think it really makes sense that, you see the performers on stage or you hear their recordings, but there's so much more support staff that goes along with every musician, right?
Oh, yes, very much so. And our goal is to elevate that support staff throughout the Heartland. I mean, what happens so many times is that, musicians, they kind of earn their stripes here, but then they feel like they have to leave in order to make it, and our goal is for them to be able to stay here and make and have that income that keeps them here and raise their families, so we the listeners can all really enjoy their music.
Absolutely. Danny, how do people get in contact with you if they want more information? Are you on other social media platforms?
Yes, we're on Facebook, Instagram, all the social media platforms. They can email us at heartlandsongnetwork@gmail.com. There's various ways to get a hold of us, and we will respond quickly.
I love this. The Heartland Song Network members are afforded unique opportunities in education, collaboration, and performance that promote and support a career in the arts for artists in Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, and Iowa. And this is just your first year, Danny. You've got a lot on tap here.
Yeah, we do. Like I said, we have a very passionate board, and they're very active. We wanted to create something that really made it viable for all of our musicians, regardless of genre, mm-hmm. and kind of create that network to where we're kind of the hub of the spoke of the wheel, where they can access and gain what they need to make their careers better.
You know, also I want to mention, I mean, there's so much to talk about, but I do want to mention the Heartland Song List Collaborations. That promotes yes. collaboration and mentorship, pairing two Heartland Song Network members of varying genres and musical experience, and challenge them to write and record an original piece of music. I love that.
Yeah, and when we first did that, we had about 20 artists sign up, and we paired them, and like I said, most of them didn't even know each other. And mm-hmm. just a quick story, I had a country songwriter with paired with a hip-hop person, and the country songwriter was fairly skeptical, and after they completed the project, they've become very good friends, and they've even collaborated on other work together. So it's wow. kind of one of those things where, you know, people that get genre specific, they kind of get caught in their own area, and we're helping them reach out and explore other avenues and realize that that music is universal and it touches everybody in the same way.
I love that. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Because of all the work that you're doing with this and everything else that you have going on in your life, are you able to find time to play your harmonica?
Oh yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm taking guitar lessons now myself.
Okay.
Too,
so. Okay. Good.
You know.
Well, so you'll have to come back.
Really enjoying that.
Yeah, you'll have to come back and play live on air for us, my friend.
I will, and I just want to say that, you know, KKFI is such an important part of the music ecosystem in our region, and you know, it's where the local musicians get to play their music and people get to, you know, enjoy it, not only enjoy it, but discover them. And we're very excited to be a part of that and to do whatever we can to help KKFI move forward.
Oh, bless your heart. We do appreciate that. You know, this is really a music and an arts town, isn't it? I mean, it's just, you know, everywhere you turn, there's music or new releases. There's art in, you know, galleries or, you know, other non-traditional places. So we're very fortunate to have this Heartland Song Network here. And, you know, I know that there's a lot of musicians and non-musicians who are very grateful for this opportunity to hear more and see more and perform more, perhaps.
Oh, yes, very much so. And this pandemic has created a whole new way of doing business. And, you know, we had to pivot really quick when we first started. But, you know, it's a good time to organize and strategic plan and create things for the future. So when this is over, there'll be plenty to enjoy.
Absolutely. Hey, Danny, thank you so very much for joining us today. We are so grateful to have you with us. And anytime you want to come on back on, you know, the radio, the door's open.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
All right. You take care now, and we'll see you soon, I hope.
Okay. We'll talk to you later. Thank you. Thank you again.
You bet. And we're going to be right back with Art Speak Radio after this. But before we take a quick break, I want to thank an anonymous donor in Kansas City, Kansas, a first-time donor. I love it. I wish I had a first-time donor song. Right, Bill? Bill's looking at me like, what?
First-time donors are fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everyone knows it's true.
It's the one-footed ukulele player. Thank you. We also want to thank...
No, he has 2 feet. He was just standing on one. It wasn't... I mean, that was my... Anyway, yeah.
Oy vey. Joelle St. Pierre, we love her, who's a longtime donor and supporter of KKFI. Thank you. Thank you both so very much.
I am here to report we are very close to, I think we're around $25 away from match. So those donations have been matched. And so your next gift to KKFI would be matched too. 888-931-0901. Thanks to Jim Svetlik at State of the Art Picture Framing over on West 39th for supporting KKFI and doubling our gifts today.
Beautiful. Hey, we're going to be right back with Bill. We'll be right back with Bill.
The Pet Resource Center of Kansas City, in support of KKFI, reminds you that if you have a puppy or a kitten, vaccinations are critical for their health. The Pet Resource Center of KC is currently providing vaccinations by appointment or drive-through at their Kansas City clinic located at 59th and Troost, or at one of their mobile clinics. You can schedule an appointment and learn more at prckc.org/pet-vaccinations.
Hi, everyone. This is Bill Sundahl. I just want to let folks know our thank you gifts for our 2021 Winter Fun Drive. Every single donor will get a 10-pack of 3-ply masks made right here in KC by Contour MD that were gifted to KKFI. And we've got for $7.50 monthly or 91 time a KKFI Frisbee, for $10 monthly or 121 time gift a pair of KKFI sunglasses, and for $15 monthly or 181 time a KKFI boat tote. Boat is not included. And for $20 monthly or 251 time a KKFI combo pack, which is the glasses, the Frisbee, and the tote bag. We also have the guest DJ certificate for $12.50 monthly or 151 time. So if you make that call, 888-931-0901. Again, that's 888-931-0901. Or go online at kkfi.org. All the thank you gifts are there. We certainly appreciate your support. Thank you to everyone who's given during this fun drive and all of our monthly sustainers. We appreciate you. Again, that's 888-931-0901 or kkfi.org.
And this is Maria Vasquez Boyador for $29.95. You can have a Popiel Pocket Fisherman.
I know.
No, I'm not. I'm just kidding.
Like, I really wanted to put something together. It was just like, oh, this just lays out. But as I was listening, I was, that's very, very QVC sounding. Like, step right up. But, and we are happy to say thank you. We really love to say thank you to our generous donors here at KKFI. But yeah, obviously the option, you have the option of not accepting any of those gifts, and that's fine too. We just wanted to offer different options for folks to say we appreciate you for supporting community radio.
Absolutely.
And you can again do that by 888-931-0901. Or show your appreciation financially at kkfi.org. All the thank you gifts are listed there. You can have a look. But what you really get is Maria Vasquez Boyd every Wednesday from noon to 1 and ArtSpeak Radio with her extensive connections in the community. And I mean that. The two guests you've had today are, you know, they're both are in the arts, but it's such a wide umbrella that you cover. I mean, I'm always amazed at who you can get to come on the radio and talk to you because you're hooked up.
Well, you know, I'm just really fortunate. I just happen to have, you know, a microphone in front of me and the wide world of really creative community here, whether it's musicians, painters, sculptors, arts organizations. I mean, I'm just kind of holding the microphone and letting people speak because that's kind of our mission here at KKFI. Yeah. So we're really happy to provide that to our community. Again, I want to give a very big heartfelt thank you from this rusty heart of mine to Jim Svetlik, State of the Art Picture Framing, Kathy Wyndham, Teresa Dirks, Heidi Van, Maria Rios, Joy Baker, Rudy Waldner, Rebecca Smith, and Tisha Via Strickland. Also, our anonymous giver in Kansas City, Kansas, thank you so much, first-time donor, and also our beloved Joel St. Pierre, so thank you very much. I do want to invite people to stay tuned next for Jeff Harshbarger, Jazz Afternoon, 1 to 3. Yay, I love my Jeff. And then from 3 to 6, we have Old G's Hangout with Groovy Grant. 6 to 7, we have Ebony's Bones. And you can't go anywhere, but stay right here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. Also, next week, I want to remind you that we'll be here February 24th from noon to 1 with the Arts Council of Johnson County plus Interurban Art House. So there you go. You don't need to, you know, just check in with us next Wednesday. We'll be here.
Or you can hear the podcast of this show at kkfi.org.
Well, yes, you can.
That's right. And you can also hear a rebroadcast of this show on another community radio station here in town.
I love that partnership.
Yeah,
that's right. One KC Radio.
One KC Radio. So they're a low-power FM station that we partner with. We air one of their shows. They air one of our shows. And it's really a cool way that we can work together to prove that our missions is the most important thing here. It's not that we're the only you know, place you get your information. That would be a sad, sad day if you only got all of your information from one place. Even though you do get a wide variety here, the key is, you know, diverse voices, and that is what KKFI is all about. So thank you so much to Jim Svetlik for putting forth that match. We are almost there. Please share your voice with our anonymous first-time donor. We love first-time donors. And Joelle St. Pierre. We love multi-time donors. So, yeah, we really appreciate all of you. Make that show support right now, 888-931-0901.
And I also want to thank our beloved Bill Sundahl, who does so much here at the station. He's really elevated us. We're actually, like, wear suits and ties now, and wear cologne and bathe. So thank you.
I think you're slacking on the bathing thing, but I can't really prove it. So.
But, you know, I really thank you for your hard work, you know, each and every day, Bill. And I know it's tough because not only are you a working musician, you're a very active father with two young children and your lovely Wendy. And, mm-hmm. you know, so we're really grateful for what you do and the services that you provide KKFI and the music with the Star Haven Rounders.
Well, yeah, thank you very, very much. You are very sweet to say so. And I, you know, I value you too.
You know, I don't know whether, could I mention that you have a performance on Friday?
Sure, yeah. So there's little disclaimer I feel like I should do as a full disclosure. I work at KKFI, but I'm also in a band called Star Haven Rounders. And I was sharing with Maria that we have a live stream on this Friday night. From it's called Starlight at Home. So the Starlight Theater is dark and has not had any live shows, hardly anything last year at all. So but they pay their people, and so they found this creative, fun way to keep their folks busy. So they filmed a live concert of the Star Haven Rounders, and that all that information is at starlightkc.com. That's Starlight's site, or you can go to the starhavenrounders.com too. But It's an interesting and fun live concert that I have not even seen yet. I'm super excited because it was really pro, and I appreciate them for asking us to be a part of Starlight at Home.
All I can say is just make room in your living room because you'll get up and dance. Oh, trust me.
You're going to be dancing.
I love you, Bill. Thank you so very much.
Thanks, Maria.
And so many thanks again to the people who supported this station, and I'm so, so very grateful and very touched. Thank you so much. And you know what, honey? I'm coming home.